There's a new movie coming out on Thursday, mate, that I'm very pumped mm-hmm. about. It's called The Fifth Wave. Bit of a sci-fi.
Can't wait for it.
Out this Thursday, and this young lady is on fire at the moment. You would know her from Kick-Ass. Mm-hmm. She's been in some brilliant movies. I think she's on the line now. Is the stunning Chloe Grace Moretz there?
The stunning. Hello.
Chloe! Welcome to the Fitzy Whipper Show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, Chloe, Liv Schreiber also stars in this film, who is married to our very own Naomi Watts. Did he try to convince you to visit Australia?
He didn't, but I'm pretty obsessed with Naomi. So I remember, I think the first thing I said to him, I like shook his hand and I was like, I love your wife.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. I'm like, it's just true.
Hey, I have to ask too. We recently saw a rather awkward photo that a fan tried to take, a sneaky photo of you in a shopping centre, didn't realise the flash was on and everyone noticed. Do you often catch people trying to sneak photos of you?
Oh, my God. First of all, just a side note, that was the worst experience of my life. I was eating the bibimbap at this South Korean little thing in a food court mm-hmm. at a mall, and all bibimbap, that's what it was. And I had this photographer, like a proper paparazzi photographer. He walked in with the flash on bright, took a photo of me in front of the entire food court, and just walked away. And I just remember like sitting there, and in the photo you can see how stunned I am, but anyway, that's just a side note of how horrific of an experience that was, because I had noodles hanging out of my mouth. Yeah, it, you know, those experiences are strange, and there's no real way to kind of get over them and pretend you're a normal human being when a random person in the airport's like, hey, Chloe, and you're like, oh, hey, oh, I don't know who you are.
Now, you've worked with Jim Carrey, Tina Fey, Johnny Depp, Ryan Reynolds, so many big stars. Have they given you advice, you know, as a rising star in Hollywood?
Yeah, you know, I've been given advice by a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But someone who really sat me down and given me very direct advice would be Denzel Washington.
Wow.
You know, he was really interesting because he sat me down and he actually said, you know, everyone in my life has always been like, go to college, you know, make sure you go to college. And, and he was very interesting in the fact that he was like, first of all, do what makes you happy. And if you really love what you're doing, stick with it. And don't disappear for 4 years. Because if you really do love it, you're going to be unhappy if you go away for 4 years. Make your job your professor. Make your family your professor. Make your friends your professor. Make different cultures your professors. And learn from that.
That is massive. Hey, just before you go, you mentioned on Twitter that you just did a massive Game of Thrones binge for 3 days. Whipper is absolutely addicted to it.
Yeah.
I haven't got into it yet, but what are your thoughts?
Oh, my God. I can't. I just don't even know. Okay, I never believed it. I was always like, oh, God, all these people talk about Game of Thrones. It's so stupid.
Yep.
Like, why does everyone care so much about it? And then I sat down, and for 3 days, I did not leave my room. I didn't leave my room.
Mm.
And
by the end of
3 days, I was living in this weird reality where Game of Thrones was my real world, and the world I was living in was this fake world, and I was like kind of speaking in like colloquial British accents, you know what I mean? So I felt like a real Targaryen. I just want to be Khaleesi. I mean, let's be honest. I just want to be Daenerys Targaryen.
Who knows? Maybe you could end up in one of the shows.
Maybe in a world. I mean, there's a world where I can be the mother of dragons.
You'd be a great mother of dragons.
Okay, well, we want to get you to Australia first, but then we could get you as the mother of all dragons. I mean, there's a couple of big asks there. But we just want to thank you very much, Chloe Moretz. We're a big fan of yours. The Fifth Wave is out in cinemas across the country this Thursday. It looks absolutely amazing. And we want to thank you again for coming on our show.
Thank you so much, honey. Nice talking to you.
You
thanks,
too.
Chloe.
See you, Chloe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Sydney's Fitzy and Whip.